Never made it as a wise man. I couldn't cut it as a poor man stealing. Tired of living like a blind man. I'm sick of sight without a sense of feeling. And this is how you remind me.
Welcome to Not a Hobby, where we turn NFL betting from a pastime into a profit. Because in this game, the odds are your playbook. Thanks, ChatGPT, for that punchline for week three. All right, recapping week two bets. Nato went 0-4-1.
Beautiful.
And Quant went 3-2. So 2-1. Trending better for Quant. This is a hobby play. Was 1-0, and it's our new segment. And primetime unders and underdogs went 5-0-1. So that's the recap from week two. Some of the players improved from week one. Others did not. Does anyone want to comment on that? No one wants to comment.
I personally have no comment. Yeah, it was a step in the right direction. We got a lot of room for improvement still. But you can only one step at a time. Let's just keep moving the ball forward.
I guess I've got to say something. 0-4-1, like I said in previous shows, you know, the hard job is identifying the trend. Easy job is just getting on the right side of it. Before we get into week two, if you're tuning in, you're kind of noticing a different theme with the pod. So I feel like I need to give some backstory here on the upgrade button that we've hit as a podcast. So yeah, the genesis, like the origin story of this podcast, I think was Jimmy probably had one too many Pinot Grigios and sent out a Google Calendar invite. And Quant and I were a little too scared to decline it or say that we didn't want to do a podcast. And here we are, you know, like some teams in the NFL, finding our identity. And it's week three. And we've added a new family member to the Not a Hobby podcast. So shout out to producer Pat for what's hopefully better audio for the listeners and a great visual for those tuning in. This is the real deal. I didn't know if we were going to be a funny podcast or a serious podcast, but we're a podcast nonetheless. So the last step is getting a sponsor. You know, I would say we're in the batter's box, just waiting for the right pitch.
Who have we identified as a partner?
We've been fielding a lot of offers, but like I said, I'm just kind of sitting on that fastball right down the middle. If the This Is a Hobby pick hits again, then I think it's pick.
This Is a Hobby is about to be brought to you by GoDaddy. After week three,
if This Is a Hobby keeps hitting, we're gonna have our pick of the litter. That is for certain.
I agree, but I didn't have my 5 milligrams of creatine this morning, so cognitive function feels a little slow.
Gosh,
but if I'm gonna talk on my week two picks, I'll say this: if you were to make a Venn diagram of picks that didn't win and my picks, it would be a circle. So,
cool.
On to bigger, on to better. Shout out producer Pat. I'm ready. I'm loving week three.
Yeah, one more thing on the week two. I just wanted the audience to note that the Panthers are now in Q's doghouse. They're on the sideline, not getting in the game for the foreseeable future. We won't be taking against them, but we will just avoid them at all costs because they've been terrible for us. And we are 0-2 when the Panthers are included in our bets. And we are, like I said, 4-3-1 when they are not included. So let's stick on that side.
The red rifle doesn't titillate you a little bit?
It's enticing, but they fooled me last week, and I'm not going to let them fool me again with a 40-year-old backup.
Do we want to give producer Pat a little time to introduce himself?
Yeah, let's do it.
Click unmute real quick. Happy to be a part of the pod. Got wind of it from Jimmy and Nato, and figured I could be of assistance in any way possible, just trying to be useful on the field.
I don't think it could be more evident that you're of assistance. No,
it is a massive upgrade. And we just keep getting better. So that
is the name of the game.
Keep improving.
Name of the game.
1% every day.
Yep.
Kick us off with week three, Quant. You're the winner.
Week three.
We'll have the winner us off each time.
I'll throw my first pick out. So this week I really tried to get ahead of the line movement. So I placed these on Monday And I think four of my five have actually moved against me. So that's the risk you take when you're trying to get ahead of things. But my first one is the Eagles minus two at the Saints. I think the line's now at Saints minus 2.5 or something, or two. So I still like it at Eagles minus two. I think it's that middle is not going to matter. Saints D hasn't faced a run game like the Eagles. They faced two, you know, bottom quartile teams in the Panthers and the Cowboys running wise. So I think the Eagles will be able to control the game, have a lot of rushing yards and time of possession advantage. So that is my first one. Yeah.
All
right. Like the under as well.
I have that. I'll start with my favorite one. Got the Chargers plus 1.5. The biggest trend that I have on all my bets is the reversion to mean. I'm either fading or backing teams that are 2-0 or 0-2 ATS. So the Chargers fit that script with the Steelers being 2-0 ATS this year with only one offensive touchdown. I mean, if you're going to scheme up some way to stop TJ Watt, who we've mentioned several times on this podcast, I think Jim Harbaugh is just the guy for it. If I'm going to give y'all a quote from the preseason, Jimmy, if you don't mind chiming in. Jim Harbaugh, when asked about lack of offensive weapons on the Chargers in the preseason, do you know what he said? We view our offensive linemen as weapons. So that's a good one going against TJ Watt. Chargers plus 1.5, take a money line.
Don't think I saw that presser.
He's running nine down linemen. You like, for those that aren't doing the arithmetic, that's nine linemen, one quarterback, one running back. You're only allowed to have seven linemen on the line of scrimmage. So he just puts in two extra tackles and has them line up a yard off the ball.
Yeah. I mean, Joe Alt, I've seen some on Joe Alt in his first two games, and he looks like a absolute weapon.
Yeah. Built different. And I'm not worried about Herbert's ankle.
Yeah. All right. Next one. My next throw is the Broncos plus 6.5 at the Buccaneers. This is kind of another gross one. Broncos, I mean, Bo Nix has looked awful. Zero touchdown passes. Actually, zero touchdown passes for any date. So J.J. McCarthy is still tied for first, even though he hasn't played. But I think he's going to have a much better day against a pretty bad Tampa secondary. It was pretty beat up. I think he throws at least his first touchdown pass. Maybe he gets to two, maybe three if we're feeling crazy. But Model Isis has a great spot to fade Baker and the Bucks. They've covered by a combined 25 points through their first two games, which is ridiculous and doesn't seem sustainable. So I think the market's over upgraded the Bucks, and the Broncos can only get better. So we're going to go Broncos plus the 6.5.
With my second one, I'll tail something that Q has. I like Philadelphia, but I'm not as bullish as the minus two. I got them today at plus 2.5. They're playing the Saints, who are in my trend that I'm following. Saints are 2-0 ATS by a pretty wide margin. You know, I think it's an overreaction if you see the line move 4.5 points in 48 hours. I think that's what we would call an overcorrection. So give me Eagles plus 2.5. You know, Saquon catches that 2-yard out route. Eagles win, they cover. I don't even think we're talking. I think they're still favorites. So,
yeah. Yeah, I agree. My third one is going to be the Steelers minus the 1.5 against the Chargers. So going against NATO here. Do have a little insider info because I will be at this game, actually. I will be in Acrisure. Acrisure, is that how you say it? Acrisure?
Hines.
What? The previously known field as Hines Field. They renamed it. But isn't taking that into account, I'll be as loud as anybody in the stadium. Over under is 35.5. Don't think it's low enough. I think it should be around 33.5 according to the model with these teams' running styles. Give the edge to the Steelers with the better defense. Their home opener, a lot of energy around that. And Herbert hobbled So we'll see.
Are you going to be wearing your Memphis Tigers dry fit t-shirt with Vanderbilt manager basketball shorts?
It will be a unique look. I might have to get some Steelers gear. I'm undecided on what that will look like, but yeah, stay tuned.
We'll tweet a picture of Murray's fit. Mirror picture required.
Yeah, I'll take it from the bathroom of Heinz Field.
Heinz.
Yeah.
Good. My next one, I've got someone that Q and I both kind of have schemed up as the number one team in football, at least the number one offense in football, and that's Texans -2. Following the trend, I don't think, of teams undefeated or defeated ATS. Texans have yet to cover against the spread all year, and for a team that is the best offense in football going into play a kind of an overpriced Vikings team that's gotten two big wins, I think that's a perfect spot to play them. It's where they pick up their first cover ATS. 2 points is not enough. Get your Super Bowl futures in now. They're going to win pretty heavily, I think, and then they're going to be one of the shorter odds to win it all. They're plus 1,100 right now. I'm not saying I don't like the Vikings because I do like the Vikings, so if you're shaky on this game, take the over. But I think CJ Stroud, I'm going to keep hammering it home. I think he's the best QB in the NFL. At least throws the prettiest ball. You know, Mahomes, hard to argue. But
yeah,
Texans
-2. I think they already have a two-game lead in their division. That is hard to do through 2 weeks.
Right.
So Super Bowl chances have definitely risen.
Right.
All right, next one will be another AFC South team. It'll be the Colts -1.5 against the Bears. The Colts have been gassed on the ground first two games. So it was 213 and 261 rushing yards for the first two, which is abysmal. But the Bears cannot take advantage of that. I mean, their line is atrocious. So I think the Colts' weakness will be kind of sheltered a little bit against the Bears. They'll be able to get it done here, and I'm expecting A. Rich to have one of his better games. So we'll see.
I will tail you on that one. My next one's going to be Giants +6.5. As everyone is well aware, they are 0-2 against the spread. I've given them out as picks the first 2 weeks. And I actually kind of like a money line here against a really bad Browns team. I mean, the Browns try to lose every week. I don't know if anyone's watched the game. They try to lose every week. Deshaun Watson, still just as perverted as he was last week. This is a perfect spot to fade the Browns, sprinkle money line. I think it's like +275. Giants looked good. Their Malik Nabers catch away from this being a 4 or 4.5 point spread. You know, if I'm wrong here, that they can join Panthers and Q's doghouse. But Giants +6.
Sounds like a broken record.
I think that one definitely earns diaper game of the week, toilet bowl, whatever you want to call it. That's going to be
– what does the model have the number at?
That's going to have 0% of Q's attention.
Does this even make it into the model?
I just kind of games that I thought I would want to care about, and this one did not even sniff that. So
It all prints the same.
I'll run the numbers and get back to you, but I think it was a stay-away game for me.
I respect that.
I want a screen share of you running the numbers. I need to see what that looks like.
Sure. Anytime.
How many watts does it take to run one iteration of model?
He had to leave Chicago because he was short-circuiting the grid.
Yeah, it takes about 15 seconds to run for a single game. So we can make that happen for sure.
Yeah. Nikola Tesla is rolling over in his grid.
Yeah, I mean,
Jerome Jewell.
All right, final throw is a Monday night game. There's actually two Monday night games this week. Side note, I feel like the game dispersion this week for time slots is so much better than last week. Agreed. Last week with the 10.
10 was terrible.
The 10 in the early slot was terrible. I mean, I was drinking from a fire hose trying to keep up with everything.
I was 0-10.
I was 0-10
on the undefeated afternoon and night and Monday, but 0-10 to start. That's
Borderline.
Like I could be the most on right now.
Yeah, that the Falcons game was so fun.
Yeah, I mean, I'm hurting kind of. Like, if I had a girlfriend or someone relying on me, they would be feeling the repercussions of my losses. Like, I'm not very liquid, but that's what week three is for.
Yeah,
feeling the repercussions.
You know, it was. She'd be like, dinner is what? What do you mean?
Ramen.
Okay, movie ticket mentality.
By the food. Stops at the food.
All right, final one. Bengals -8 against the Commanders. I think this is going to be Burrow is back game. I mean, you saw shades of it last week. They kind of got robbed against the Chiefs. Pretty questionable PI there near the end of the game. But I think their Bengals are going to be stat padding. Like, Chase wants to, you know, a lot of talk around him after his contract dispute. So I think he's going to want to, you know, put some numbers up.
I think his villain arc is trending properly.
Yeah, yeah. He's ready to kind of let the world know he's back. Okay. And Jaden Daniels, I think his depth of target has been like around a yard. So that is pretty concerning. So.
All right. Well, my last pick is my Captain Hook pick of the week. This is a play where the hook is going to come into play one way or the other. It's Falcons +3.5. The hook, for all those listeners, is when you get a crucial number like a 3 or a 7 and they tag a little 0.5 on there. I just think if the number's 3 or less for Mahomes, he's covering 100% of the time. If it's one of those longer covers that he's quite frequently favored in, the Chiefs don't do as well. The Falcons found something in their win against the Eagles on primetime. I think Bijan looked phenomenal. You know, as long as they can turn around and hand him the ball, they can control the clock a little bit. No, Pacheco's bigger than people realize. He's a large part of that Chiefs offense. And, yeah, the 0.5 is going to matter. The hook's going to matter. So give me Falcons +3.5. I don't know if I love them outright as much as I would the Giants, but I'm feeling pretty good about this new Falcons team that's coming off a win at home in Mercedes-Benz.
Yeah, that drive to end the game on Monday night seems like that could propel them forward. Pretty atrocious through the first game and a half, but yeah. That momentum could carry for sure.
Open up the playbook and let Kirk cook. I mean, he was spreading it across the field.
Yeah. All right, Jimmy, time for what all the listeners have been waiting for.
Yep. Listener discretion advised for this. This is a hobby segment, and I debated whether or not I wanted to share this. This is a hobby segment pick is coming in the wake of a mortality, of a really tragic incident that I was involved in.
Oh my God!
Week.
Do tell.
I'm driving to the airport, and I am being driven a gentleman to the airport to catch a flight back home, and I'm just going to keep this short. He could not speak English. He couldn't have been nicer, and he was, in retrospect, a safe driver. A dog ran out into the street on the highway. The family, not 10 yards next to the dog.
He so domesticated animal.
Domesticated animal. Collar, pink collar.
Rocky, probably.
He hit the brakes so hard, flung me forward, but it was too late. And this has never happened to me before. We hit large 70-plus-pound dog square on.
Oh, my God.
And didn't look back, covered my face. Again, viewer or listener discretion advised, but it made me – my immediate thought was, how does this impact this as a hobby pick week 3?
Obviously.
The writing's
on. And so this is I'm reaching here, but hear me out.
If this isn't a favorite.
The driver was Spanish. He was a Mexican gentleman. What team has the most Hispanic fans? There's research on this I can cite.
The Raiders?
Any guesses?
I'll say the Raiders.
The Raiders aren't top 3, actually. As of 2021, this is a little bit dated.
Chargers,
Miami, Dolphins.
Mm-mm. Cowboys are the team with the most Hispanic fans, followed by the Steelers and Patriots, too. That surprised me a bit.
What the heck?
And then this is an unfortunate correlation. The dog was a Chesapeake Bay Retriever. I bought it. And guess the state dog of Maryland.
Oh, no.
Yes. So we're going to go alt-line minus 2.5. They're going to bulldoze the Ravens.
Wow. Oh, I kind of love it.
Alt-line 2.5. Cowboys bounce back after a weird game against the Saints. Week 2, the primetime underdogs were just on fire. Every under was comfortable. The underdogs, for the most part, were comfortable, too, outside of the Bears game. But that looks pretty good all the way through to the end. So for week 3, the Thursday night game is Patriots-Jets. We're going to take Patriots plus 6 and under 38.5. Sunday night football, Chiefs-Falcons. Falcons are plus 3.5, and we're going to take under 46.5. And Monday night, Jags-Bills. We're going to take Jags plus 5 under 45.5. No Telemundo games to switch to overs. That's not coming till I think week 8. But we're still tracking that in Excel.
Circle that on the calendar.
The Telemundo switch is just kind of like a light switch, you know, on, off. We're on the unders until that Telemundo.
Yeah.
Then we go up.
A big trend identifier. Just kind of spitballing. Jags, Bills, and
Portes, but – It's not big enough to merit a switch.
Yeah, we
know. Although I kind of would like to.
Jimmy, spitballing some plays here based off your traumatic story. Sorry you had to endure that. But one that popped in my head. The Phoenix play would be the – like a Phoenix does, it rises again from its ashes. Like the Chesapeake Bay Retriever. You take the Phoenix Cardinals, the dog that is rising again, plus 3 against the Lions.
Wow. That would have been the better spin.
Hey, I could have done a lesson on the socio-demographic workings of fan bases.
I kind of like adding Giants money line to that as well. I mean, they're playing the dog pound that is the Browns.
Oh, wow. Why didn't I think of that?
The writing is on the wall.
So I will be parlaying Cowboys alt line minus 2.5. the road dog Phoenix rising from the ashes plus 3 or whatever. And then the Giants money line.
Yes. Yes. And Tom, to talk on that stat, I think the reason that the Patriots might have some large Hispanic fan base now is star cornerback Christian Gonzalez, player born of Mexican descent, you know, brings on some fans.
It's true. The survey was done in 2021, and it took Twitter conversations in the months of October and November, and I suppose it identified a fan by the location of the tweet. And 14% of the tweets about the Cowboys were, I believe, in Mexico or Spanish-speaking countries. So a bit of reach and a really bit of a morbid this is a hobby pick this week. And I apologize to the listeners. I want to emphasize that it did traumatize me. And coming from someone who appreciates a dog with utility, that dog had utility to that family.
Sorry, it's not.
Yeah, I'm gonna conclude there, but it was a bit of a tug of war when I wanted to that as my fortune cookie for this week, but that's what I'm gonna go with.
No, I appreciate it. I think it takes strength to use like that as motivation. You're looking for the writing on the wall, but we can.
The cash is in.
As Nato said, the ends genes.
The ends justify the means. Producer Pat, cross off PETA as a potential sponsor from our podcast. But
and maybe add Hummer off-road utility vehicle.
And add Tyreek Hill.
Oh, too far.
Whoa.
I don't even get it.
I don't even know. He's fast.
He is.
Stick to the numbers, Q.
Pretty first level stuff there.
Yeah, that was, wow. From A to B, I should have seen it.
All right, thanks for tuning in for week three of Not a Hobby next week.
Good stuff.
Cut.
All righty. Good stuff.
That was pretty good.
We got to have more enthusiasm in our picks.